All right. Anyway, the next big event on the calendar is Tu B'Av. This coming Shabbos is Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av. Let me go over the Mishnah in Masechet Tanit, and we'll take it from there. So the Mishnah says, 1 second. Amar Mishma Gamliel, Lo Yom Tov Yisrael Chamisha Sabra V'Chiyom Kippurim. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that there were no greater Yom Tovim, no greater holidays for the Jewish people than the 15th day of Av and Yom Kippur. Each one sounds a little odd. Even Yom Kippur, I don't know if people normally think of as if you would ask what's the biggest holiday during the year, I don't think people would say Yom Kippur, but we'll see. Shebehem benot Yerushalayim yasot b'chlei lavan shulim. On those days, the young unmarried women would go out with borrowed white clothing. Shelo levay yesh misha ein lo. And they would borrow it so nobody has to be embarrassed. In other words, let's say I need to borrow. So, gee, I feel embarrassed. I don't have it. I'm borrowing. But everybody's borrowing today. So I don't have to bit about that. Kol hakelim tuvim tevila. All the garments had to be placed in the mikvah. The Meiri says that's also to, protect the person who doesn't. In other words, some of the women need it and some don't. But all in the mikvah. The women go out and they dance in the kramim, in the vineyards. What would they say? He says, young man, look up, figure out what are you going to choose? Don't look at beauty, look at yichus, is what the pasuk says. So the Gemara learns, though, that actually that the ones who were beautiful would say, look at the beauty. The ones who had yichus would say, look at the yichus. The one who didn't have beauty or yichus would say, take your mekach l'shem shemayim. In other words, focus on the important things. The omer, tenun l'mepriya davi haluba shrema aseha. The chenu omer, sena rena benotzion b'melech shlomo. Now here, the quote of pasuk from Shir Shirim, go see Benotzion b'melech shlomo. Melech shlomo is a metaphor for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It means, I think Rashi brings it down here. Where is Rashi? Yeah, b'melech shalom shalom. The one who shalom belongs to, all the peace belongs to him. He says, b'melech shlomo, ba'atarash et ralo imo b'yom chatunato, with the crown that his mother, which means Knesset Yisrael, gave him on the day of his wedding, v'yom simchalido, the day of his happiness. B'yom chatunato ze matan Torah, that refers to matan Torah, meaning that we know that they got the second luchot on Yom Kippur, right? So lecha, the second luchot, the second tablets they received on Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is a big holiday because they got the luchot, right? That's what he's saying. He says, "Uviyom simcha liboza b'nei Beit HaMikdash." And the Beis HaMikdash was also dedicated in Tan Shlomo Melech on Yom Kippur. Because I'll teach us the Gemara Moed Katan that they all ate that Yom Kippur. Everybody ate that Yom Kippur. And the Bat Kol said, "You're mezumen l'chayolam haba." He says, "Shibaneh b'mehir v'yameinu." So Yom Kippur, the Gemara learns, I understand why Yom Kippur is a big holiday. So the Gemara says, Yom Kippur, Mishum Zeepe Slicha Machila, Yom Shinu Belucha Rakrono. So I understand Yom Kippur, that's a holiday. It's a day we have atonement, that I got. A day that we got the second Luchot, that I got. And that seems in the Mishnah. But what's the big significance? Akhtay cannot significance. Significance is so much that the Mishnah says that this is the greatest Yom Tov, not just a Yom Tov, the greatest Yom Tov. You have an answer on the Kiddush Levana thing yet?
Yeah.
He
said, if you think that it's going to rain, and there's no other opportunity to do it, then you do it earlier. I asked the question, is it better to do it after dark or yichud or earlier with a minion? So I'm waiting for an answer on that.
All right. Let me go on. Aaron's going to give us the final answer here. All right. Now, I'm going to say over this piece from the Shem Shmuel. I've done this in the past, but that's the question from the Shem Shmuel. So the Shem Shmuel says, so why is this such a big yontif? So the Shem Shmuel says that everything sticks out, compared to its contrast, right? Kitrona or menachoshek. Like light, if you're in a dark room, you appreciate the light so much more, right? Now, all the Yamim Tovim are times when we come close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, like Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos. They're all times when we have an opportunity to come close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, like we say in our Tefillot on Yom Tov, Atavach Artanu, Ahavto Tanu, Ratzita Banu. You loved us, Ratzita Banu, you found favor on us. In other words, so it's a time of coming close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Kerav Tanu Mokenu, you bring us close to you. But when the Yom Tovim come at a time which is just the opposite. In other words, if the time is the time of hitrachakut, like I'm feeling distant from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, then I feel the embrace so much more. So he says, Aituba and Yom Kippur, the time before each one of those holidays is a trine of tremendous distance from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The time before Tu B'Av, it says, Rechak Hashem et Ha'adam, that Hashem will distance man. He says, and it will sit in Kohelet, Eid L'Rechok. In other words, the time before Tu B'Av, we just went through the 3 weeks. We were in mourning, the whole thing, and we feel like almost like a time of tremendous onesh from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, right? And it's the time we don't feel that closeness. And the time before Yom Kippur is Yimei Din, time of judgment. And that's the aspect of small docha. In other words, like the left hand pushes away. So therefore we have a Haftorah in Rosh Hashanah, Mirachok Hashem Nirali, from the distance Hashem appeared to me. So that when I feel at that point in time, if I feel this closeness, so that feels very unusual. That's so special. Now he quotes from the Ramban. The Ramban says that any Ahava that comes to a person, any times a person feels like this motivation of love, you have to put in a chefs of a mitzvah. So therefore, now this Ramban is in the Sefer Emuna B'Tachon. This is Rabbi Ezra Schwartz once mentioned this to me, and Rav Schechter, he's named Rav Schechter. So he says that the Ava that comes to a person, so therefore from Tu B'Av, the Gemara learns, Mantel Mosif Yasif. If a person doesn't increase his learning, he'll die. Meaning, I have to, in other words, I'm feeling this tremendous closeness to Hashem. What do I do with that feeling? Do I just leave it so I have to do something with the Ava. So it's saying, the Gemara is saying, I should take that love and put it into my learning, increase my learning. And the Chefsa is Hidkabra B'Torah. And after Yom Kippur, we have Chagas Sukkot. That's the aspect, Mimino Techapkeni, but this right hand, he hugs me. So therefore, we have a lot of mitzvahs. Like the Medrash brings down, it counts 7 mitzvot in the Medrash that we have on Sukkot. And 7 mitzvot are 4 minim, he counts it as 4. 1 Sukkah, 1 Chagiga, and Simcha, Shami Simcha. And that's the, and 7 is like the absolute, like the 7 represents the absolute, you know, maximum increase. That's what the Nerem represents. So it's mitzvot akelim. So the idea is that why is it that Shem Shmuel is saying, why is Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, why is it no greater Yom Tovim? Because we feel the closest, now we feel Hashem's embrace even more. Now it's different than Pesach, different than Shavuos. We feel Hashem's embrace even more intently. So that's some of the ideas for Tu B'Av. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Yeah, what's up?
Know that we're supposed to interrelate to God with two things, Ava V'Yirah.
Right, that's true.
So we have Ava with Nesodet and Yirah with Yom Kippur.
Yeah, so this is not going quite with that Derek. I mean, he'll agree that you need Av and Yira, but I think he would say like that first of all, he's saying it's really from Kaddish Baruch Hu's end. In other words, like we need Av of Yira in our post to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. What are we feeling from a Kaddish Baruch Hu back the other way though? And that's I think what he's saying. In other words, so here we're feeling the Ava from a Kaddish Baruch Hu at all Yom Tovim. But now we feel it even more intensely. That's what he's saying. In person in his Avodas Hashem always needs Av of Yira. Everybody needs Av of Yira. But how does Hashem relate to us? Okay, that's the best I would do. Okay, Rabbi Chanan Mechashim Baruch Zal, Pichach Baruch Zal,